T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ha! And gas! The Holiday Gooey Duck! K-I-S-W! In association with Attention Deficit Disorder Theater Productions Limited presents a non-union version of the holiday classic, It's a Terrible Life.
With special guest star, Miley Cyrus.
Our story begins in a tiny suburb of Shoreline, Washington, a little place called Seattle, a smidge of a shanty town whose collective heart is pouring out for a poor, soft, sad, pathetic.
I think they get the point.
Right. BJ Bailey.
Oh, angels of death. BJ Bailey owes me money. Please help find him.
Dad? Hello? I'm locked out. Hello?
Nam Shabai.
Ay, por favor, Dios mío.
Fortunately for BJ Bailey, on this still night in the Pacific Northwest, the angels of death were listening to Slayer.
Looks like we're going to have to send somebody down there.
Yep. BJ Bailey, the sad little man. He kind of reminds me of Droopy the dog. And uglier than a plastic 5-gallon bucket full of pig asses with the good ones picked out.
They get the point.
Fine.
I guess we'll have to send Ted.
Ah, sweet, simple Ted. IQ of a rabbit.
You know, I once saw him spell stupid with two O's. Are you sure he can handle the work?
It doesn't matter. It's an EEO thing.
Well, you two are feeling pretty cocky this year, aren't you?
Yep.
Don't worry. I got this. And when I close this deal, you're going to give me my wings. And I'd like some ranch on the side, please.
Let's look back a bit. You see, when BJ Bailey was 12 years old, he rescued his younger brother Harry from drowning in a frozen pond.
Take my hand!
Thanks.
An act of heroism that left him deaf in one ear.
Well, that explains all the collective soul.
Right? Yeah.
And as a boy, BJ worked at old drunk Mr. Top Shelf's deli filling orders.
Oh, hey, Mary. The usual?
BJ Bailey. I'm gonna love you till the day I die.
And I'd like to get both of you under the mistletoe.
I didn't catch that. What?
Hello?
Yes, this is Mrs. Schwartz.
I don't feel very good.
Mr. Top Shelf, my order has not arrived.
Hello? Who's calling?
Mr. Top Shelf, it's Mrs. Schwartz. I'm hungry and angry. I am hangry, Mr. Top Shelf!
BJ, bring Mrs. Schwartz her order.
But Mr. Top Shelf, you put pork in Mrs. Schwartz's order. She's Jewish. She can't eat pork.
Mazel tov.
Oh!
Your feet are pretty.
Hey, douchewaffle, that's my bad ear.
Both your ears are bad.
Many years pass. BJ marries Mary.
I do.
And instead of taking off and seeing the world as the two lovebirds had planned.
No Moab. No Disneyland.
They popped out a kid or two.
God bless us, everyone.
We'll be lucky to make it to Tacoma the way this story's going.
And BJ ended up taking over the Bailey family business as proprietor of the Bailey Bar and Grill.
Uncle Ben, what do you mean you've lost all our hot dogs?
Well, they were here a minute ago.
Don't you know it's Christmas time and weed is legal? People are going to get hungry. And when they get hungry, they want hot dogs. And when they want hot dogs, we want them to come to Bailey's Bar and Grill to get their hot dogs. Look, Uncle Ben, look!
I'm looking!
Oh, no, it's the Potter's used Honda Civic.
What's up, bitches? Two shots of your finest whiskey. Couple of men's rooms, too. And 4 hot dogs. Uh-oh, what's the matter, BJ? Did you lose something?
Ha-ha, we own this town!
And your wife Mary's pretty hot.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, what's the point? I never wanted to own Bailey's Bar and Grill anyway. I wish I'd never been born.
Your wish is my command. Presto change-o. You were never born.
What?
Merry Christmas. I'm Ted, your guardian angel, and you don't exits.
You mean exist?
That's what I said.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Look, I'm gonna go home and unwind.
You don't have a home because you don't exits.
It's exist. Where's my car? It was parked right here.
You don't have a car either.
I must be going crazy. Who are you?
I'm Ted, I'm your guardian angel. And when I heard you say you wish you'd never been born, I granted you your wish. Now you've never existed, and therefore you have no car or wife, kids or a home to go to.
BJ, you've been given a great gift.
Now you will get to see what the world would be like if you were never born.
Really? So, like, even that weird thing that happened with Mr. Top Shelf and those strange pills in the back room when I was 14, it didn't happen? I was never born? No kids to feed? No bills to pay? No annoying neighbors? No hot dog crisis with Uncle Ben?
You got it.
I'll take it!
Wait, what? It's not supposed to work that way. What about Christmas?
Please.
Don't you want to know what everything is like without you?
Not really.
Well, Tad's gonna tell you anyhow.
Thanks, Ted. Well, BJ, since you weren't there to save your brother Harry from drowning, he couldn't take over Bailey's Bar and Grill. So it was bought by Kevin and Ian, the Evil Potters, where they hosted shows for terrible new metal bands from the late 90s. Like Limp Bizkit, the Angels invented a jet-fueled supercharged hot dog roller and the hot dog vending machine. Uncle Ben works to ensure all of their moving parts are well lubricated. Speaking of lubrication, STP became an old maid, which Toppy is totally into. So they married and opened a dog groomer's cocktail lounge marital-aid store called Get Buzzed Doggy Style. While not touring with Miley Cyrus, Hair Club teaches twerking for seniors on Wednesdays and Fridays at the Fremont Senior Center. Kyle never works in radio. The Prodigy and Mono Nick are born as Siamese twins, connected at the Elvis and Tongue. One's gay, which makes date night very uncomfortable for both of them. Vicky never learns what Feliz Navidad really means. And Rev gets lost in a giant cloak. Oh my god, I'm bleeding! Again, Jolene buys a pair of rad, red, ruby slippers and becomes the Good Witch of the North. Seattle, Taryn gets her moment under the mistletoe and ends up with a very prominent cold sore for like a week and a half. Oh, and Ted finally got his wings with blue cheese and baby carrots. Does that sound about right?
Oh, yeah.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Oh, Rev found his way back just in time for Christmas. And Jimmy Stewart's probably rolling over in his grave.
This has been the KISW Players in association with the Seattle Division of Attention Deficit Disorder Theater Productions Limited. Non-union, slightly mangled, it's a terrible life.
Written by Taz and Ryan Castle.
They really half-assed the ending of this one, didn't they?
Indeed.
Adam Sandler has written better endings.
A real five-star cop-out.
Perhaps if they had employed the brilliant literary skills of Lord Bergamot.
Lord Bergamot!
It's a terrible life. Starred BJ Shea as himself.
Top Shelf as Mr. Top Shelf.
STP as Mary.
A delightful rump on Mary.
Ah, like two fine hams held together with fragile twine.
Nowhere as fine as the buttocks of Lord Bergamot.
Lord Bergamot.
With a Reverend in Fuego as himself.
Mono Nick as himself.
The Prodigy as himself.
Kyle as himself.
And Vicky as herself.
Hola, Mamacita.
A spicy little Pop-Tart is she.
Nowhere near Lord Bergamot's placement on the Scoville scale.
With Miles Montgomery as himself.
Steve the Thrill Hill as himself.
The Ted Smith as himself.
Ben the Psycho Muppet as himself.
And Ryan Castle as the narrator.
His narration skills pale in comparison to the oratory brilliance of the great Lord Bergamot.
Who's really saying that now?
Excuse me?
His golden voice warms the cockles of the coldest soul.
And the Shiksa Jolene as Mrs. Schwartz.
Taryn Daly as herself.
Kevin and Ian from Metal Shop as the Potters.
And Sergeant Hair Club as himself.
May your holidays be bright,
but not nearly as bright as the spectacular holiday celebrated by the great Lord Bergamot.
Lord Bergamot's holidays make Santa's workshop look like an American Apparel factory.
Oh, indeed.
Lord Bergamot.
Your Christmas tunic is quite festive, friend.
Thank you, and a joy-filled holiday stocking stuffing to you, Squire.
Ooh. From our dysfunctional family to yours. Season's beatings from Workers Number 9 Vodka and the Rock of Seattle 99.9.
And you don't exit.
You said it right.
That's awesome. KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.